Does life ever feel like an unending winter? Disappointment and trials can make you wonder if hope even exists. But the Apostle Paul assures you of a hope you can grasp onto. In Romans 8, Paul teaches that we share a spiritual longing, a groaning, for the day when all things will be made right. Your struggles give way to a glorious future. And the good news? The Holy Spirit is with you now. Here's Stephen with the lesson, Groaning in the Grip of Winter.
C.S. Lewis wrote a classic series of children's stories that wonderfully illustrate biblical truths. The first volume is entitled The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. The land of Narnia is under the control of a wicked witch who keeps it perpetually bound to winter. It's all icicles and freezing temperatures year-round. Well, in this land, her subjects live unhappy lives, and all of nature around her suffers from this year-round winter. Under her reign, Lewis writes, springtime will never come. But Aslan, the lion who represents Christ, comes forward, eventually offering himself to be put to death on behalf of one of the witch's prisoners. She agrees, and her kingdom seems to triumph, but then Aslan rises from the dead, releases her grip on the land, and immediately the snow and the ice begin to melt, and rivers begin flowing, and flowers begin blooming, and springtime has indeed returned to the land of Narnia. This is a wonderful analogy of what the Apostle Paul has revealed to us in Scripture about the fallen world suffering because of sin. Mankind is now a fallen human race, and even creation, Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, is groaning. It's bound because of sin. It's longing for the day of redemption. Well, now as we sail back into Romans chapter 8, Paul tells us that we are also groaning. We have this deep longing inside of us. He writes here in verse 23, not only the creation is groaning, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. So this sense that we all have, that things are not perfect, they're not right, that life isn't all it could be or all it should be, well, Paul explains our longing, that sense we have here. He says, we're effectively groaning for three different fulfillments to take place. First, he tells us we're waiting for the final stage of our inheritance. Verse 23 says we have the first fruits of the Spirit. In other words, we're experiencing the first part of our inheritance, which is the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, the believing Israelite would take some of the first of his harvest over to the priest. It was a gift to God. It symbolized that there was more to come, more for God's glory. Well, Paul reverses that Old Testament practice and tells us that God gives us the first fruits of our inheritance, which is the Holy Spirit. And his presence is a signal that there is more to come. So you could say it this way, the Holy Spirit is the down payment on our eternal inheritance as the bride of Christ. And there's more to come when we reach heaven and we long for that future fulfillment to take place. Well, now, secondly, Paul tells us here that we're also inwardly groaning for the final stage of our adoption. He writes in verse 23, we wait eagerly for adoption as sons. Now, we've already talked about Roman adoption procedures in our wisdom journey, which not only brought a child into a new family, but also bestowed on that child the responsibilities and the privileges of a mature adult son who would now represent the family name and carry on the family business. So Paul is referring here to that future when we will reign with Christ. We'll carry on business in the family name. And let me tell you, that's going to be a lot of responsibility as well as an amazing royal privilege in his coming kingdom. By the way, there's nothing wrong with wanting that privilege. It happens to be a part of your inheritance. It's right to long for that day when everything is made right under the reign of Christ, our King, and when we, the redeemed, are reigning at His side. We look forward to that day. Well, now third, Paul writes that as believers, we groan for the final stages of our redemption. That is, he writes, the redemption of our bodies. So there's a day coming, beloved, when God will clothe your mortal body with immortality. You're getting a new body, and this time it's going to last forever. Right now, your knees might need replacing, and your back hurts, and you'd rather sit down than stand up. Well, God never designed your body to last very long. That's because He has a brand new one in store for you, where there's no more sinful flesh, no more pain, no more suffering. And let me tell you, the older I get, the more I look forward to, you might even say I'm groaning for, my new, glorified, perfected, sinless, immortal body. Now, in the meantime, we need to make sure to groan for all of this in the right way. And Paul actually tells us how to do it correctly. He tells us that we're to groan with the assurance of hope. He writes here in verse 24, "For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience." So Paul is saying here that, well, we can't see heaven yet, but we're assured of heaven because of our faith in Christ and our salvation, and so we wait for heaven with patience and expectation. So our groaning isn't hopelessness, it's hopefulness. It's like your children in the back seat of the car on the way to Grandma and Grandpa's house, and they're asking over and over again, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" They're filled with hope, not because they doubt they're going to make it, but because they can't wait to get there. See, this is groaning with hopeful anticipation. We as believers are asking, "Are we there yet? How much longer, Lord, before we're home?" I can remember that summer trip my three brothers and I used to make with our missionary parents back to Minnesota to see our grandparents and a truckload of cousins. It took 24 hours to drive from Virginia to Minnesota, and every summer we did it nonstop. Well, I used to think my parents drove through the night because they were just as excited as we were. I would learn later that it was because they didn't have enough money for a hotel along the way. We used to stop at the same two city parks along the way to eat sandwiches from the cooler that my mother made. And, well, I thought that was because we just liked those two parks. Well, it was because they didn't have money for restaurants either. Of course, I wouldn't trade those memories today, frankly. But I do remember it was a long and tedious trip, and it seemed like it would last forever. You know, just as children need to be encouraged along the way, especially when the journey is long and tedious, so the Christian's journey home is long. It's tiresome at times, isn't it? We need help. We need wisdom, perspective, patience, as we experience especially suffering and pain along the way. Well, God has provided help for us along the journey. Paul writes about that here in verse 26. "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us." I love that thought. Sometimes we don't even know what to pray or how to pray. We can't find the words. But here's some amazing news. We have a traveling companion along this tedious journey, and there are times when he just takes over, and he translates our groaning into words. Imagine that. The Holy Spirit is interceding for you right now. He's praying for you today. Well, how does the Spirit pray for you? Paul tells us here in verse 26, "The Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words." So, beloved, what are you agonizing over today? Well, it's on the Spirit's prayer list for you. What are you happy about today? Well, that's on His list of praises. He is personally interceding for you. And one day, beloved, the season of groaning is going to be over. The grip of winter will be forever released. It's going to be springtime in heaven. I like that old chorus that goes like this. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrow will erase. So, bravely run the race till we see Christ. Well, with that, we're out of time today, beloved. Until next time on our wisdom journey, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was Stephen Davey and a lesson called Groaning in the Grip of Winter. This is the Wisdom Journey. Stephen is teaching through the Bible with a new lesson for you each weekday. I hope you'll join us each day as we travel through God's Word together. Stephen has a website where he maintains the complete library of his 4 decades of Bible teaching. There's a new feature on that website that has already helped thousands of people. At the bottom of each page is a blue icon that opens up a Bible question chatbot. You can click that link and ask any question you have about the Bible or the Christian faith. If Stephen has taught about that topic, you'll get a biblically faithful answer directly from Stephen's teaching ministry. As I said, thousands of people have already used that tool to get answers to the questions they have and hope for the issues they've been struggling with. In addition to providing you with an answer, you'll receive a link that'll take you right to the lesson where Stephen teaches from that subject. If you ask a question that Stephen hasn't covered yet, it won't give you an answer. But as I said, with 4 decades of Bible teaching, Stephen has covered much of the Bible. I hope you'll take advantage of that tool. All you need to do is visit wisdomonline.org on your computer or phone. On the bottom of each page, you'll see a blue icon that opens up our Bible question chatbot. Ask away. That website, once again, is wisdomonline.org. If you'd like to speak with us, our phone number is 866-48-BIBLE or 866-482-4253. We're in the office on weekdays, and we'd be very glad to speak with you. Join us back here next time to continue traveling along the wisdom journey.